You seem like a person who likes to know what's going on in the world. But do you know what's going on in Kansas City? Start your morning with Kansas City Today. This daily news podcast tells you what's going on at home in 15 minutes or less. Listen to Kansas City Today from KCUR, part of the NPR network.
UpToDate wants to know what you're talking about with family and friends. You can text UTD to 816-601-4777 to tell us. Again, 816-601-4777. This is UpToDate on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. A month ago, Kansas State Representative Christy Williams was on the show. The Republican was touting a new education bill that would shift money to private schools, much to the consternation of public school leaders and Governor Laura Kelly. The House narrowly passed that proposal on Wednesday. Lawmakers attach it to additional funding for special education, an idea that the governor likes. The measure now goes back to the state Senate in advocating for the school choice bill. Representative Williams was sharply critical of public education in Kansas. Joining us now to respond is Randy Watson. He's the Kansas Education Commissioner. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, Commissioner, it seems like there's a flurry of bills being tossed around in Kansas that would affect where and how kids are learning in public schools. Is the number of bills currently being considered, you know, are they out of the ordinary?
I don't know if they're out of the ordinary, Steve, but what we've seen in the past couple of years is a bundling of bills into one or two bills, and we see that again this year. So I think it makes it hard for the public to track, and we certainly saw that yesterday where an appropriations bill around special education funding then had a variety of policy bills in it.
On our show last month, we talked about something called House Bill 2218. It was introduced by Republican Representative Christy Williams. It's known as the Sunflower Education Equity Act, and it claims that it supports access to higher quality and specialized education. Let's listen to what she had to say about Kansas education at the time.
Right now, we're seeing that our public schools are not able to meet the needs of many of our students. In fact, a nation's report card just reported that Kansas ranked 42nd in eighth grade reading. That's just not good enough. And when we talk about our most disadvantaged students in Kansas, which is based on a poverty scale, that would be about 40% of our students. Of those students in eighth grade, 90% are not proficient in math. 89% are not proficient in reading.
Commissioner, I'm wondering what you make of what Representative Williams had to say there. Does she have a point? Are Kansas schools failing here?
Steve, let me be clear about this. Kansas schools are not failing. And the state board is working very hard on what we have seen, which is a drop in academic performance, especially since the pandemic. But when we get the results from NAEP,
what's NAEP?
NAEP is the National Assessment of Educational Progress, which is often referred to as a nation's report card. Mm-hmm. It basically gives you a number, a raw number, and then it clearly said for eighth grade reading that Kansas was lower than 20 states. We were higher than 5 states and statistically not significantly different than 26 states. Hmm. So that's the data that I actually get exactly from them. While we have seen a drop in academic performance, and I'm happy to talk about that because, and especially with the state board is trying to work to accomplish to do that, the state board does not believe students are failing in Kansas schools.
You know, tell me about these standards that you just mentioned that Kansas follows, your commissioner. Who sets those standards and how often are they reviewed?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. So by statute, they have to be reviewed every 7 years. We may not change them, but they have to at least be reviewed every 7 years. And so when we go back and look at around 2013 and 14, Education Next ranked the Kansas standards as an F for the rigor of the science, the language arts and the mathematics standards. The state board then convened a group of teachers and said, take a look at these standards. Let's raise the rigor, what we expect within the standards. Teachers did that work, presented it to the state board. And by 2017, Education Next, the same organization, said Kansas had moved from a D minus and an F, depending on the topic, the subject, to an A, and said Kansas had the sixth highest standards in the country. And then the state board went and set the highest cut scores in eighth grade reading and mathematics across the country. And I'm happy to get into why we did that. But that was the first thing they did. And then they've taken some other steps just recently, as we've seen a drop coming out of a significant drop coming out of the pandemic in science, mathematics, and English language arts scores.
I was going to ask you about that because you've mentioned that a couple times here. I gather across the country, this drop that you're referring to in relation to COVID, that wasn't unusual, right?
That was nationwide, a significant drop. Now, we were seeing we had been seeing since about 2015-16 a slight drop going into the pandemic, but the cliff really happened for us during the pandemic. And so the state board immediately said, let's allocate $15 million for the science of reading. Let's make sure all of our teachers, either in a preparation program currently or in the field, have the knowledge of how to teach literacy really, really well. And now they're going through, they just had a series of retreats, and we'll be establishing new academic focus for the next couple of years here in the next couple of months. But there certainly has been a tremendous response by the state board in noticing that, yes, academics have dropped over where they were. But some other indicators of student success in Kansas have continued to increase over that same period of time, Steve.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey there, KCUR podcast listener. We at KCUR have a question for you. How do you describe us? Yes, us, like KCUR. What words come to mind? We can hear you thinking. Go to kcur.org/describe and actually tell us how you answer that question. That's kcur.org/describe. And thanks.
I'm visiting with Randy Watson. He's the Kansas Education Commissioner. Commissioner, let's go back to this bill that we talked about at the opening of the show from Representative Christy Williams, this voucher-like bill. Is this going to improve education for students across the state, in your view?
Well, Steve, the state board is opposed to the bill that was passed yesterday in the House, primarily for a couple of reasons. One, if everyone's concerned about student success, I think that is generally what everyone is concerned about. The state board's concerned that if you allow this money to go to parents and they show up at a private school, that private school doesn't have to take them despite having the money in hand. Hmm. The second is all the data that we've just talked about in this first part of the show, Steve. Once you execute into a homeschool or a private non-accredited school, the state of Kansas, there will be no public knowledge of how those students do because the bill doesn't allow those schools for us to track that data. So we'll never know if a student gets better by going to a different school or not if they're not accredited.
That was the concern that Representative Mary Lynn Hoskin had on our show when she was on that day with Representative Williams. She was concerned that the bill would not regulate the curriculum being taught and that taxpayer dollars would be used to fund religious or even hateful curriculum. Is that a concern that you share as well?
I think the state board's concern primarily, while I don't dispute that, is that there's no accountability to the results that students will get. So if you have a student that, let's say, was not doing well in the public schools, and we certainly want them to do so, and they execute what was passed yesterday in the House and they go to a homeschool situation, there will be no data to follow that student to see if that improved or not, even though tax money was spent on it.
The bill that the House narrowly passed yesterday is meant to provide parents and caregivers with more choice on how their kids are educated, plain and simple. That's one main focus here. Do parents need more choices, Commissioner?
You know, Steve, in 2015, I went out to over 27 locations in Kansas, did a little what we call a listening tour. I repeated that tour on a little bit different focus in 2021 and went over to 50 communities. Every week I'm in Kansas schools talking to patrons. I am not asked about school choice. That is just not a topic that comes up. 65 of our counties have no private school options in them. So what parents are concerned about is a good quality teacher. They're concerned about their schools remaining open in Kansas, and they're concerned about appropriate funding. Those are the things that come to me, and I'm out in Kansas communities every week.
Commissioner, next fall, Kansas families will have the opportunity to attend schools that aren't in their district. Hey, how do you anticipate this affecting school funding and then equity and diversity going forward?
Steve, I think it's a great question. So as you mentioned, open borders would be the concept that's in the bill that was passed a year ago that goes into effect next year. That would allow any student in a public school to transfer to another public school with as long as there's space available. We don't look for, at least in year one, to have a significant increase of people going from one district to another. That happens now. But we know that in certain areas, class size is an issue. And school districts will probably cap that class size where there's not very many transfers coming in.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about that Representative Hoskins referred to was that taxpayer money, if it's used for alternative education spending like Representative Williams wants to do, that ultimately cuts into funding of public education in the state. Do you agree with that? And how big a concern would that be?
I think that is true. I think if over time you see a shift in the money, again, we'd have to see how that plays out. I think we all obviously are concerned, and the state board has simply recommended to the governor and the Kansas legislature fully fund what the Supreme Court said in their court case, fully fund the statutes that the legislature has given to local schools in order to do. Special education would be the biggest part of that. And if you do that, the state board will continue to work tirelessly on producing outcomes with students.
Let me ask you about a different topic, one we've talked about here on this show any number of times, Commissioner, and that's the shortage of teachers across the state. Where do we stand today? How big of an issue is it for you as you work away on your job?
Steve, it's a big issue, especially in our rural communities. And I call it an educator shortage. So it's not just a teacher shortage. It's a principal shortage, a superintendent shortage. And even we have a bus driver shortage and a food service worker. It's more prominent in the rural communities than we see in the suburbs or urbans, even though we see it there. I think you'll see in the next couple months, the state board and the board of regents will take some important action around some different models around trying to attract teachers into the profession. I think one of those will be an apprenticeship type model where a student could work while finishing their education in a school. And so that'll happen, I think, be rolled out in a pilot way over the next 2 or 3 months. But it is serious. And we have to certainly take a look at how are we going to provide an effective educator in every school district, because at the heart, that's what parents want. And then we know that's where education really makes a difference, is a caring, effective teacher in that classroom.
Is the solution just as simple as we need to pay our teachers more money, Commissioner?
No, it's not. Pay is certainly one factor. Working conditions are another. And I think, again, as you listen to teachers like I do, they'll tell you that the politics that either at a national or state level that are going on really weigh on them heavily. They see that as an anti-teacher. I'm not saying it is. I think that's how they perceive it. And that's certainly what they convey to me.
There's another bill that I wanted to ask you about that would affect some Kansas kids. And it's a bill that would require athletes to participate in sports based on the gender they were assigned to at birth. How big of a concern is this as you travel around the state?
Steve, a couple things. That doesn't get brought up with me very often, but the state board has no authority in that role. That's the state board really sees that as a Kansas State High School Activities Association, which is member organization and the legislature to decide that. We certainly would become involved if we're talking about excluding or segregating students from an academic content or a core curriculum content. But on extracurricular and sports, we think that the state board has no role in that.
Okay, I want to thank Randy Watson. He's the education commissioner for the state of Kansas. Randy, appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Up to Date is produced by Zach Wilson, Reginald David, Elizabeth Ruiz, Zach Perez, and Hannah Cole. Our intern is Claudia Brancard. Our announcer and engineer is Paul Nakatura. Our theme music is composed and performed by the great Bobby Watson. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.
You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.